Compétences en langue, code AG061209, session du samedi 9 juin 2012. Enregistrement A.
Hello, it's Michel Durand. You called me the other day about my company's experience of job sharing. Well, I have to say that I've been very disappointed. We set up a scheme 3 years ago. We discussed it with our staff representatives and gave everyone lots of time to ask questions, so the consultations were thorough. Only a few people were interested, all of them female office workers, but no managers. In the end, we had only 3 pairs of job sharers, one in reception, one in sales, and one in accounts. For the 2 ladies in reception, it has been a real success. They both have young families and so are very happy with the arrangements. They work 2.5 days per week and cover each other during holiday times and so on. The managers of the sales and accounts departments report a very different story, however. In the end, we have had to return to the old system because of the incompatibility of the people concerned and their refusal to work extra hours when one of them is sick or on holiday. It's a shame because all 4 of them could see the benefits for their lives outside the company. One of them has an elderly mother who needs looking after. Another wanted to spend more time preparing for athletic events. But they couldn't find a way of working together, exchanging information, updating and so on. They weren't prepared to do the little extra things that a successful job share scheme demands. So there you are. That's our experience, and I'm sorry that it's not been a positive one. Bye bye.
Enregistrement B.
Welcome to People at Work. This week we're looking at job sharing with a well-known trade unionist, Peter Thrang.
Good morning, Robin. Yes, job sharing is a topic that often creates strong feelings one way or the other. For example, there are those who say, and I don't disagree with them, that it's just a way of massaging the unemployment statistics.
Yes, I've heard that too, and you may be right. Nevertheless, many people seem to have signed up to the idea.
That's true, especially in the public sector. Teachers, for example. Many women teachers have been able to set up job share schemes so that they can look after their own children more effectively. But not all schools like these arrangements because very often there is a breakdown in communication between the 2 teachers involved. My main concern is that it's still seen as a 99% female thing, whereas I'm sure that many men could also benefit from the schemes available, especially those in the last few years of working who might like to wind down a little before retiring.
But that wouldn't really change the figures very much, would it?
Perhaps not, but younger men could be encouraged to participate in the schemes. I believe that one of the large banks promotes the idea of job sharing amongst their male staff so that they can do community work, sports or arts activities. And there's also the point that it shouldn't just be women who look after the children.
Yes. How successful are schemes in the private sector?
Well, probably about the same. It's unusual to find men involved in job sharing. I don't know of any managers either. Most managers seem to think that sharing an important role would lead to confusion and mixed messages, and that they would in fact work more hours but be paid less, which would not be satisfactory. I think that there are some jobs which really lend themselves to the concept. Receptionists, hotel and restaurant staff, and so on, where there isn't quite the same need to communicate as there is in other areas, such as marketing or teaching.
That's interesting.
The other point I'd like to make is that some schemes require that an absent partner should be covered by the other person. I find that idea acceptable when it's voluntary, but I really don't think it should be imposed on workers.
Thank you, Peter Thrang.
Fin des enregistrements.